One more chance. There is not always just one more chance to make things better. I can't believe that he left us. I know things haven't been exactly great, but this? She kept complaining about my drinking. What's wrong with a few beers after a long, hard day at work? I blame those women's magazines for her crazy ideas about marriage. And she took the kids, my kids, with her. Most of us are guilty of it. Guilty of assuming that we can continue doing things that our spouse detests. That because they have made empty threats in the past, they will continue to put up with your problem behaviors. For some of you, it might be nagging. Others, substance abuse or affairs, gambling, yelling, not being available for lovemaking or other physical intimacy, being too tired to spend time with them, deciding that every little thing is worthy of a major blow-up. And the list could go on and on. Fact is that everyone has a breaking point. The place and time will be different for each spouse, but at some point, they will leave. They might begin by simply withdrawing from you, more and more, or with affairs of their own, or... But the bottom line is that they will leave unless... You say that you also have complaints, and that you are fed up with them. Well, here's the fact of life. One of you needs to begin to change their bad behaviors, to be first. And after a while, you might be able to convince your wife or husband that you want the marriage to work. And lest I forget, love, the passionate, high-flying type of love that you once had, will always fade in and out, many times, more out than in. But it is up to you and they to do something to keep it going on some acceptable level. One of the best ways is to do loving things, more and more, and often the feelings will grow along with the actions. There is not always going to be one more day to make things up to them. And do you truly wish to be alone with your regrets? Enough said, don't you think?